Well, the blues are not the blues until your septic tank is full. You can contact James Septic Services and Porta Potty Rentals in Marion or across West Kentucky. Local and reliable emergency pumping is available, and no messes are ever left behind. So if you have needs for septic services or porta potty rentals, contact James Septic Services and Porta Potty Rentals. Grab your pencil and we'll give you the phone number. 270-952-2969. Well, good morning and welcome to today's program. We have a good number of things to get to. So we'll start off by, telling people to be safe, encouraging, I should say. I don't want to tell you to do anything, but I would certainly encourage you to be safe. When you're in the emergency response business, the folks at EMS and all these other first responders, they call this trauma season because so many people out moving around, this nice weather gets folks out on their motorcycles and on bicycles and in cars and Jeeps. And, it leads to injuries sometimes. And we saw firsthand over the past week, two motorcycle accidents on Sunday afternoon here in Marion. Well, I should say that one was out in the county. It was down around Francis. A couple of guys hurt. And then also, it's fire season. The fire departments have just been running their engines off, so to speak, trying to get to all these brush fires. So remind you that there is a statute that prevents you from burning during daylight hours. That's from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. During particular seasons of the year, and this is one of them, and this burn ban during the day is in effect. If you're within 150 feet of a grassland or woodlot. So bear that in mind. The fire departments and EMS are staying busy. If you want more information on all these things that are going on, have some information on the accidents that occurred, the motorcycle wrecks, that's in the paper this week. Also in the paper this week, one of my favorite articles I've ever done actually is this wartime journal of Woody Curry. Just want to read you a couple of excerpts from his diary that printed in the press this week. Here, this is on Tuesday the 12th, and this is in 1944 in September, Tuesday the 12th. It says, "I was on watch today from noon until evening chow. I studied the Seaman First Class book and learned the code." The next day, he writes, "I was on watch today from morning till noon. I read some letters this evening. I'm on watch again tonight." And then 2 days later, they have an attack, and he says, "And we shelled an island this morning and landed troops and met no opposition. I saw a volcano for the first time today." Of course, that was in reference to an operation September 15th, 1944, by the U.S. Boise, which helped bombard an island there in the Pacific Ocean, and Allied troops landed with little opposition, according to references in history books that I've been able to find. I cross-referenced a lot of this stuff that was in his diary, and found it to be right on point with the history books and the things that were going on in the Pacific Ocean out around the Philippines and the other islands. Just incredible story. You have to read this. I can't encourage you enough, and I'm not trying to just sell you a newspaper. This is an incredible story firsthand from a sailor who lived through one of the most the scary times in our history, and these young men out on the ships in the Pacific Ocean. I keep telling you about this because it's an incredible story, and you need to read it. Get the entire 4-part series. The second segment in this series is published in the paper this week. And in local news, a Cadiz man was arrested for being involved in leaving some obscene material at some area churches. Those were in Lyon County, Crittenden County, and Livingston County. And there were even some businesses where he left some material. I posted something on social media about this over the last few days, and people want to know what kind of obscene material it was. I don't think you do, to be quite honest. I've seen it. It's something he got off of a pornographic website, and then on the back of it, just some rambling scribblings, and he mentioned some law enforcement officers in the region and some other people. I recognize some of the names. Some of them have been people that I've seen in court when I cover circuit court. So it's kind of just rambling. It appears to be drug-related rambling. But nonetheless, Cadiz man has been arrested, and that details from that arrest are in this week's Crittenden Press. For the first time, if you own a boat, you can register it online. You do not have to go to the clerk's office or mail in a check. You can simply go online and do that. So check that out on the state's website. Something you'll certainly want to have on your calendar for tomorrow. We are in the middle of Holy Week, and Christians will be celebrating Easter on Sunday, but you can get a head start on this. Some of you may have already started. Ash Wednesday, Maundy Thursday is today, and Good Friday is tomorrow. A lot of people will be off work tomorrow. And you'll want to be in town at 11:30 a.m. in Marion. They're resurrecting a crosswalk, cross carry, I guess if you want to call it that. Apparently, this used to be done in Marion years ago. And David Leneve, pastor at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church here in Marion, has kind of spearheaded this effort, and they will carry a cross beginning down around Elm Street in Marion. That's usually Elm Street is there where the parades all start, and this will kind of follow the parade route up through town, and then they'll turn left on Belleville and go down to the Cumberland Presbyterian Church, where they will have a meal and a short, just a short service. And everybody's invited. Sounds like a wonderful event, and you'll see me there.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Of course, there's a lot of talk in town about the murder trial that ended abruptly on Monday when Timothy Paris, all of a sudden, in the middle of the trial, decided he wanted to enter a plea agreement. Paris is a 41-year-old man who shot his father twice, once in the face and once in the top of the head in February of 2022 at their home in eastern Crittenden County. They had been in a domestic dispute over some problems they were having for about 24 hours when the fatal shooting occurred. They'd kind of gotten into it the night before. And that played a part in this final resolution to the case. Some additional charges were added. Some tampering with physical evidence, and also wanton endangerment for that incident the night before the man was shot and killed. And then there were some negotiations about the original murder charge. It was reduced to manslaughter. And all of this has to do with sentencing and how much time he will have to spend in jail behind bars before he goes to the parole board. So it looks like it's going to be probably about six more years. He's already been in four, and he'll be eligible for parole in 6 years. Now, that does not mean someone convicted of a crime like this will get out, but they will have an opportunity to go before the parole board. You can read all the details from this trial in this week's Crittenden Press. Well, tax day is just around the corner, April 15th, and if you have not taken care of filing your taxes, here's a tip from Jennifer Reckinger of H&R Block in Marion and Golconda, Illinois. So this morning I have with me again Jennifer Reckinger. She's with H&R Block in Marion and Rosa Claire, Illinois, across the Ohio River there. So Jennifer, you know, it's tax season, and people are excited about their tax refund if they're going to get one, I guess. You know, some people don't always get a tax refund. They may owe a bit. But those who do are anticipating a refund, tell us how they can get that early.
Yeah, so you do have to have all of your tax documents whenever you come in. So you have to actually be ready to file your tax return. We have what is called a refund advance loan. You can get up to $4,000. It is a 0% interest rate loan. So as long as you have all of your tax documents, you're ready to file, we can try to get you up to $4,000 the same day. And it is based upon bank approval, though.
Yeah. Well, that's a great opportunity. Somebody needs cash right now, they can do that. So H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, and Rose and Claire, Illinois. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you.
In local sports, there was a whale of a baseball game out at Marion Crittenden County Park on Tuesday as the Rockets and the Callaway County Lakers went into nine innings before the dust could be settled. And Jaxton Duncan was the man of the hour. He was the hero of the ball game. Hit a walk-off single to left center field that beat Callaway County, scoring Eli Heron from third base, and big celebration. You can see some video I took after the game. They were excited. Big win for the Rockets here at home. A nice crowd out there. It was a warm evening. Spring break underway, and a lot of people had come out to watch the ball game. And Rockets did not disappoint. We have all that information on our Facebook page. You can see it there about how great Drake Young pitched, and then Quinn Summers came in and shut it down at the end in relief. Just a big win. And again, you can get all of the details in this week's Crittenden Press or on our Facebook page, where we posted the results right after the ball game. On Monday, the Rockets will host Livingston Central in the opening round of the All-A Classic Tournament. That's the second region tournament. First game will be here in baseball, where, again, Livingston Central will be here. And then if the Rockets advance, they will go over and finish this tournament up in Princeton at Caldwell County, which will host the semifinals and the championship games. And the softball will be held right here in Marion Crittenden County, the entire thing. Well, one of the first round games will not be, but Crittenden will host the All-A Classic starting Monday. Lady Rockets will take on Lyon County here. And then there were a couple of byes because UHA and Heritage Christian did not have a team. So the only other opening round game on Monday will be Dawson Springs at Livingston Central. And the semifinals will be here on Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. will be the first game, 7 p.m. will be the second game. If Crittenden County can get by Lyon County, they will play in that early game on Tuesday. And then the championship is slated for Friday, April 10th. That'll be late next week, and that championship game will be here in Marion at 6 p.m. And the wild turkey season begins this weekend, at least for the youngsters. This is youth hunt weekend. And then on the 18th of April, the statewide turkey season begins. But they always give the youngsters a chance to get started early. And, man, right now would be a great time to be in the woods. So good luck to all those folks out chasing gobblers this weekend. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We appreciate you listening in. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.